Less than a week before the 30th anniversary of the Exxon Valdez disaster, Kodiak is experiencing its own oil spill, albeit on a much smaller scale. Early Saturday morning, 1,369 gallons of diesel leaked out of a refrigeration unit fuel line on the APL yard, according to the DEC report. By the time the leak was discovered at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, the report says the entire contents of the fuel storage tank was empty. To put that into context, that amount of fuel would fill about three pickup truck beds. According to the report, rain washed the spilled diesel from the shipping company's yard, located by Anton Larson Bay Road and Old Tom Stiles Road, into the Buskin and from there into the ocean. DEC on-scene coordinator Jeff Merrill said Monday that investigations are continuing into the cause of the spill.
We know that, you know, from the initial report that there was a fuel tank that the supply line parted for whatever reason and the tank contents drained out. We know that much. You know, what caused the line to part, where did it part, you know, what were the circumstances, those are the sorts of things that we don't know yet.
Merrill confirmed that APL could face legal consequences for the spill and added that DEC is also looking into the company's response time as part of the investigation.
The way that the regulation, the state regulation is written, is when you discover a spill, you have to report it, quote unquote, immediately. So, yeah, in this case, it looks like it took about 3 hours to make notifications.
In an emailed statement, APL spokesperson Daryl Wilson said the spill has been, quote, rapidly contained, end quote. He added, quote, APL is cooperating fully with the federal and state authorities to respond to the spill and mitigate any possible impacts, end quote. Environmental impacts are still being assessed, said Merrill, but in the meantime, multiple agencies, including the Coast Guard, Fire Department, and Marine Safety Detachment, are making progress to clean up the spill. For KMXT, I'm Kavitha George.